Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about, is the narcissist really happy with the new supply? Oh my goodness. I feel like I do so many new supply videos, y'all, because so many of y'all are watching the new relationship. So many of y'all are watching to see what's going on with the new, with the narcissistic person. I call it the narcissist TV. So many of y'all are watching the narcissist TV. You know what I mean? So many of y'all, you watch the new relationship, you watch how they're treating the new person, or you getting updates from your friends or family, mutual friends, or their family, whoever. You know what I mean? You're getting these updates and things like that. They're trying to see what's going on with them. And they look happy. That's one of the main things I get in my comment section right there. Well, are they really happy with the new supply? They look so happy. They look so peaceful. Yo, I bet people thought you looked happy and you looked peaceful as well, didn't they? But behind the scenes, what was really going on? Behind the scenes, what was really going on? I know you probably looked happy on pictures and stuff like that too. I've seen people smile for pictures right before they got some abuse happened to them. I've seen people like, we took this picture right before I got thrown off the balcony. They had a hotel in Mexico or something like that. We took this picture smiling and happy, and 5 minutes later, they threw me over the balcony. They were on the first floor, but it doesn't make it any better to get thrown over a balcony. You see what I'm saying? So, optics. It's the optics. O-P-T-I-C-S. Y'all, if you see my new background, I'm showing a house in North Carolina right now. I'm a real estate agent in North Carolina. Yeah, the optics make it look like that narcissistic person is happy with the new supply. And are they happy? Could it be possible that they are happy right now at the beginning of a new relationship? Probably, y'all. I mean, just keep it real. They might be happy right now, but they're in the love bombing phase. Typically, the beginning of a relationship with a narcissist is going to consist of the love bombing phase. They are love bombing the new person. So if you're thinking about reaching out to the new person to tell them what they've done to you, It could be foolhardy. It could be a big waste of your time, because sometimes they already know, because they might have been an affair partner or something like that. And sometimes even if you tell them, they don't care, because they're being love bombed. This person in front of them is giving them everything that they've been asking for. Is they're the man or woman of their dreams, the person of their dreams or whatever. You know what I mean? So typically they're not going to listen to you anyway. Like, you can present evidence in front of them, show them everything that they've done to you, videos, screenshots, whatever, and they won't care, y'all. Just keep it hot. Most of them won't care. Will some of them leave? Possibly, yeah. But sometimes when the new supply is being love bombed and you reach out to them, they just think you want them back, because they're getting love bombed and treated so well right now. They think that you want that treatment back. So they're not going to listen to you. Now they want to compete harder for you. They think you're trying to take that person. So they try to battle harder with you and things like that. So when you're dealing with narcissistic people, that's kind of the way it goes, y'all. I know people don't want to hear that. They're just like, well, Lee, that just doesn't make any sense. Yeah, are they really happy? Could they possibly be happy? Yeah, it really just depends, y'all. At the beginning of relationships, at the beginning of most relationships I've been in myself, yeah, I was happy. Or I feigned happiness because I knew the other person was watching. I knew my ex was watching, so I was feigning happiness to make them jealous. So sometimes they narcissists live their life like their exes or other people are watching. Like, sometimes it's paranoia. Sometimes it's just try to make you jealous and things like that. You know what I mean? So a lot of narcissistic people are living like you are watching. So they're going to put on a show. It's showtime. Like showtime at the Apollo. So it's showtime at the narcissistic Apollo. You know what I mean? So sometimes, yeah, they're going to be happy. They're going to look happy online. They're going to post all the happiness. Most people don't post their arguments online, y'all. Most people don't post the bad stuff that's going on in their relationship currently online. Just keep it high. Most people are only going to post the good stuff anyway. So it's not just narcissists that put their relationship front on social media out there, but other people do that as well. But narcissists, it could come from a place, narcissists, toxic people, it could come from a place of ill intent. You know what I mean? Because, like, I've done it before. I've been in new relationships. I thought my ex was watching, so I wanted to be happy as possible online. New pictures, doing everything that the ex wanted. You know what I mean? Doing these little trips, doing stuff like that. You know what I mean? Going out to dinner. It's just, like, little stuff like that you know the other person wanted. You're doing it for the narcissist is doing it for the new supply. So, yeah, they could be happy. But if someone is trying to intentionally make their ex mad, are they really happy? I think they'll be happy. I think they're more happier trying to make the ex mad than they are in the actual relationship. You see what I'm saying? Because if they're focused on their ex, how can they truly be happy with someone else? If I'm focused on making my ex jealous and making my ex angry or whatever, how can I truly be happy with someone else? You know what I mean? I don't think I can. And a lot of people in my situation or in my area or whatever would agree with that. You can't truly be happy if you're focusing on your ex. And that goes for the people.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That goes for the survivors of narcissists as well. You know what I mean? That doesn't just go for the narcissist. That goes for the survivors of the narcissistic person as well. Like, you know, if you can't be happy in your new relationship, if you're completely focusing on your ex, on your healing journey, if you meet somebody new, I don't think you can fully give yourself to the new person if you're still focusing on the ex and things like that. So I just feel like that's why I tell people, heal first. Heal first before moving on, because if you don't heal first, I guarantee you, you're going for a ride. Let's just say it like that. You're going to go for a ride and whatnot. And that narcissistic person doesn't care what type of ride you go for. So you got to get to the point where you understand who you're dealing with and what you're dealing with. So are they happy with the new supply right now? Yeah, typically they're going to be happy up front, y'all. But like I said, will it eventually get to that point where y'all were? It might not. So this is the kind of crazy part right here, y'all. It might not get as bad as what your relationship is. Will it have bad moments? Will the narcissist become who they naturally are over time? Yeah, they'll become who they are over time, right? They'll become who they are over time. But the new supply might have some boundaries set up and break up with them before it gets as bad as, you know, they might have boundaries and whatever and set those boundaries up before it gets as bad as it got with you. So boundaries are important as well, y'all. I know some people, like, sometimes, like I said, the narcissist is bringing themselves to the new relationship, right? So I'm bringing myself to this new relationship. So how much, like, I mean, sooner or later, the mask is going to slip and I'm going to become me. I'm going to become who I really am. The devalue stage always happens, y'all. The devalue, you know, the stages of narcissistic relationship, love bombing, devaluation, discard, and sometimes the Hoover. You know what I mean? It's always going to happen. The Hoovering might not happen, you know what I mean? But everything else happens. The love bombing phase to the discard, all this stuff happens. The devaluation stage will happen. But yeah, sometimes it seems like you get so hyper focused preying on the downfall of the new relationship. I feel like you have to focus more on you, of course. That's how my mind goes on this thing. Like, y'all, so many people get worried about the new supply and are they really happy? Are they really treating the new supply better? Focus on you and how you were treated. Why did it get to the point that it got to? Why did y'all take them back so many times and things like that? Because I feel like that can help you heal faster than watching this new relationship. I don't think you can heal watching how they're treating the new person. You know what I mean? I don't think you can heal that. I don't think it can help you heal. Because sometimes, be realistic. You're a human being. Sometimes you want the new relationship to fail. You do. Is it because you want the narcissist back? Maybe not. But you want, because you want to make sure the narcissist is getting, you know, the new person is not getting better with what you got. Sometimes they are. Just keep it real, y'all. Sometimes at the beginning of a new relationship, they're going to get better than what you got, because it's the intent of that narcissistic person to show the new supply that they can be better for them and things like that. You know what I mean? That's the intent a lot of times. So to show you that they treated the new supply better. So again, as I tell people, so many people, focus on you. Focus on you, king or queen. You know what I mean? Focus on you. Because if you focus on that narcissistic person, then I'm just telling you, you're going to be in for a ride. Because the narcissist is going to, you know, they're going to be themselves sooner or later. They're going to do whatever they do sooner or later. And like I said, you don't need to be watching it. Turn off the narcissist TV. I told this to so many people, y'all. If you ever hear me say this on a video, turn off the TV. Turn off the narcissist TV. This is what I mean. Stop watching a new relationship like it's a reality TV show. Stop keeping up with the, you know, instead of keeping up with the Kardashians, it's keeping up with the narcissist. Don't do that. Turn it off. And I know it could be, you know, you're waiting for the climax and the suspense and all the other stuff, but turn it off. You have to turn it off. You know what I mean? Because if you don't turn it off, they're going, like, you're going to be watching this for a very, very long time. You're going to be super unhappy watching them treat somebody else good. That's just the way of the world, y'all. You're going to be super unhappy watching them treat somebody else good. Oh, my goodness. She's about to be late. My client about to be late. She's on the way. And I'm pretty sure she's about 20 minutes. Oh, my goodness. Sorry, y'all. I'm waiting on this client to hear. I might record all my videos now. But, yeah. So, it's a wild ride. Turn off the narcissist TV, y'all. Focus on you. Heal. I know you might be trauma bonded or whatever, but you have to focus on your healing journey. Self-love is the best love. Y'all know I have my self-love brand out. Go to the link in the description or whatever. Check out some self-love stuff. I'm worthy. I'm strong. I'm enough. That type of stuff right there can help you heal as well. Just looking at it, reading it. It's like a mantra that you read to yourself. I love me. You know what I mean? Because self-love is the most empowering love there is. So you have to empower yourself, because if you don't, buckle up. You know what I mean? But anyways, y'all, the last meetup we had was in Austin, Texas. It was amazing, y'all. So many people came out. If you came to Austin, Texas, thank you so much, y'all. Seriously. The next one is in Toronto, Canada on November the 19th. So Toronto, Canada, November the 19th. We're going to be doing another meetup, workshop or whatever. It's going to be a great time, y'all. So go to NARC Avengers, NARC. Avengers.com/Toronto, and I'll see y'all there. Anyways, y'all, like and subscribe for more, and as always, mental illness is out. Peace.